Habits are actions repeated over and over and over again, and that's what's required in AFL footy. And for three quarters, I thought we did that. I'm absolutely filthy, as are our players, with the third quarter. Seven goals is unacceptable in a quarter. Pleased with the character to dig in the last, and I think we would have won the inside 50s in the last, didn't totally capitalise every time. But three quarters just doesn't cut it. And when you give up seven goals in a quarter, that's unacceptable. And our players' consistency needs to grow. And that's what they're learning. They and I challenged really heavily at three-quarter time. We're filthy with that quarter.
What went wrong, Brendan, in that quarter?
Lots of little things. Stoppage compliance and setup. We just didn't position ourselves where we needed to at defensive 50 stoppages and a couple of between arc stoppages. That probably got away from us a little bit. It's only a metre off here or there, and that just hurts. That's what high performance is. I thought Lachie Neale got going as well in that quarter. We understood it. We put some contingencies in plan. They just didn't work.
Does that come down to leadership? Do you think guys not knowing?
No, they knew. It's just... And we knew. It's just a habit to be able to do it over and over again when you get tired. I'm not sure our players deliberately go out not to get it set up that way. In fact, they're too coachable. They do it to the extreme. But in this quarter, it fell away, and probably not concentrating enough is the main thing. It's not a lack of leadership. It's a metre here or metre there, and it hurts from stoppages.
You gave them a fair rocket at three-quarter time. Did that feel good? Just been getting it off your chest and letting them make the course?
It's not about how I feel. You don't challenge players based on I'm just emotional and I'm gonna serve it into players. We thought that we didn't get our setups right to the level we want around stops. We thought we also didn't spread hard enough defensively in that quarter. So that required challenge. It's always informed, and it needed to be emotive because we needed to jar the group back into what it did in the first two quarters. And then in the last, I thought they responded all right, but we didn't totally capitalise.
How do you coach that going forward to ensure that gap lessens?
It's a learned behaviour. You just got to repeat over and over again, and you got to learn to be able to do it and concentrate when you're tired. There's no secret formula here. It's not a big gold nugget all of a sudden going to appear. It's hard work, be in that situation over and over again until it becomes a habit. As I started with, habits are actions that are repeated over and over again.
Just with Matty Cruiser, obviously another scare there.
Yeah.
How's he going, and how serious is it?
Yeah, no, he's going okay, but he had a good training block for the last few weeks, so we built up to the point where we were going to select him. And then on the training run the day before the game, his heart rate elevated for a small period of time, and we as a club put welfare right at the front. So we're in touch with the specialist and our doctor, and it'd be smart now because it's another episode of an elevated heart rate. Although we thought it was right that they've got to do some further testing. So... the next few weeks we'll hopefully know how that's progressing, but we can't take any dangers with that sort of thing.
Is it just an elevated heart rate, or is it also an abnormal rhythm?
Listen, I'd like to be able to be more expansive, but I just don't totally understand it. But his heart rate's getting elevated. Well, it has twice now when he's exerting himself. So it came down pretty quickly. It was only for a small amount of time, but that's enough to say you don't take any risk.
And do you know how high, I guess? Is it sort of like 200 or
something? No, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
I haven't asked those questions. But once we know, and the cardiologist has got a better understanding after some more testing, we thought it was all on track, as I said, ready to rock and roll.
Is there any risk for next year, like in terms of his
future? I'd like to think not. I think these things can come under control, as we thought it did, but you've got to go and do the testing to find that out exactly, yeah.
Been a tough week after the loss to the Giants last week.
Have
you been happy with how they responded in the first quarter today?
Yeah, I thought away, any team away, and particularly over here, is difficult. And, you know, there was lots of things that we liked in three quarters. I think Just looking here, the contested possession was well in our favour, so that we're hard enough and we're having a crack enough. We tackled pretty well. I think we may have won that stat. So there's a lot of what you call effort indicators that are strong. But we just need to mature as a group in terms of being able to nail what we want to nail for longer periods, and it got away. But, you know, after that seven-goal third quarter, our guys could have easily just thrown in the towel there, but they dug in deep in that last and got multiple entries. But, yeah, we're still learning, but we're filthy on that third.
Just looking where everything sits on the ladder now, it seems like you might need a bit of a mini miracle to avoid the win streak from here. How does that all sit with you and the team?
No, we don't like where we are. What it says, the ladder doesn't lie. We've got an incredible amount of hard work to do, and we feel when we get all our guys through another strong pre-season, we're only going to grow and move forward. We can't change what's happened. All we can change is the next two games. Aim for two more wins.
Did you get out otherwise okay injury-wise?
Yeah, I think so. I haven't had any indication there's other injuries, but it's a brutal game at times. We'll see how they pull up.
Yeah, I'll get
Oh, okay. Sorry.